And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 199.
199?
Yes.
Isn't we're going to have to celebrate for 200.
Like a party, but without, you know, a party.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, 200, it's going to be good. Feeling like a grown up. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's getting ahead. I'm going to focus on the present. 199.
199.
Yeah, we're here. This is a Black and a Half, the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. I'm Silas Lindenstein.
I'm Samantha Rund.
And we are your hosts, the hostests with the mostest. We're here. We're back again. This is a fun hour. I had a, you know what? It's funny. I came in with a plan and never even got to it. Because it's like Samantha and I are catching up after so much time.
Yeah.
But I did discuss, I had a rant against straws, paper mm-hmm. straws in particular.
That's right.
We did talk some nostalgia with old-timey movies. And by old-timey, right. 1980. Because mm-hmm. that's how old we are now.
Before some of our listeners were born.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
But it was a fun hour. We did lots of other discussions. I always blank on what we talked about for the last hour, and then I have to go look later when I'm trying to fill out the little form. Go, what are the three things? But it's a fun hour.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm glad to be back. But we got a good topic, maybe for episode 200. Who knows?
Right.
A future episode is about motivation. So I'll say that. What stirred it is last week's episode, which you haven't heard yet, and you haven't heard yet because it hasn't drawn, was a film that was sent to me. I did an interview with the director last week called Welcome to Win a Trip to Brown Town, which was about a husband who needs to lose weight, and his wife bets him that he can't lose 50 pounds in 3 months.
Oh.
And if he does, he can have a trip to her booty.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what it was. Seattle filmmaker. It was, yeah. So that's what it was. That's the bet. And so that was about motivation. So what motivates somebody?
Oh my gosh,
somebody?
That's so hilarious. So, I bet he lost 75 pounds in like a month and a half.
The guy, the actor, director did lose 50 pounds for the role. He did do it. But I'll tell you, I was telling him like, you did 50 pounds. Like, what a motivation to lose weight though. Like if you are as the actor. It's in the film that I lose this weight. So I have to lose this while we're shooting.
Yeah.
And if I don't, like, we can't shoot the movie. Like, the movie won't work if I don't lose weight.
That's...
It's even more pressure than, like, playing a role that you have to lose weight for, right? Because they can always push the date back or you start soon enough.
Right.
Like if I know I'm going to be in Batman and you're going to wear tights and it's in a year, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to start working.
But you'd have a lot of help with people like giving you a regimen and food and all that stuff.
Let's say it's a fan film of Batman. I'd still have enough time to do it if I like had a year. Right. But like if you're shooting the script and you're like, we're shooting over 3 months. And that's how long the story takes. You need to lose it in almost real time for it to happen.
Yeah, 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 right.
That's pressure.
Mm-hmm. Method acting,
that might be close to it. There's part of me that's like, man, I should have done that role so I could have tried to lose the weight. But
the thing is, your sweater's so excellent that I wouldn't have even known. Like,
well, that's good. I am really thin if you are watching me from the chest up or listening to me. My weight is in the perfect shape for that. But that's why I like sweaters, and that's why I need to lose weight before it gets too hot. Because I've got my body type is sweater.
Sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyhow. So yeah, we'll be talking about motivations on an upcoming episode of, I found a good, good article talking about it. Plus, I think we have our own stories probably on things we did. But that's the future.
That's right. Everybody who's alive has had a motivation that kept them alive one way or another.
One way or the other.
Yeah. One way or the other. There's something that motivated you to make it another day.
And we always need more, I think.
Yeah.
But today's episode is brought to you by our Patreon supporters. Big thank you to Tara Widener, Stefan Ward, Keith Nagel. Thank you for being Inner Circle members. You too can become a member of the League of Extraordinary Listeners for just $1 a month by going to patreon.com/black and a half, and you can help support this show for as little as $1 a month. You could also listen to the sister podcast, the other podcast I do, You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, where I educate and empower home buyers all over the nation on the best ways to buy a home in this crazy, crazy market that everybody knows about. So you can just listen to that. Or you can just listen to that. You know, you don't have to buy. You could just go and play that episode repeatedly over and over so that I get ad revenue from it. You could do that.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Or do this one enough so we can get a rad revenue. I think it's funny that some
rad revenue. Oh, that's the song.
Not all services do it, but ours requires us to have certain numbers before we can get ads put on the show. But some people do it like with one. They have one listener and they can do ads. But
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
crazy. Well, how many devices and separate cell phones? What kind of shady ass listeners do they have with all their burner phones? I'm just kidding. Like, I don't
know. Oh. Yeah. And then, of course, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating. That'll help out too. And you can also listen to
You can listen to Beyond Technique with me, Samantha Rund, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Well, most of those places, and also on YouTube if you'd like to listen or watch. See some of the previous episodes there. And then if you're looking for a coach to help you with performance skills, for, you know, if you have any auditions coming up or, you know, public speaking, things like that, you can always reach me at beyondtechniquecoaching@gmail.com. Yeah.
But that, that is that podcast.
Yeah.
And this is this one.
Yeah.
So right now, listeners, I want you to open your hearts and open your ear holes and listen to episode 199, A Lot of Straws.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by, stand by.
You know what? We got a compliment.
Really?
Kristen Verlinden, director of Alice. She just said on the podcast episode dropped just recently. Mm-hmm. She really liked her background here.
Oh, the background?
She's like, that's a cool background.
It is a cool background. Yeah. I mean, I thought you were going to say something about our personalities, but you just went right for the looks.
Just our looks.
No. I'm okay with that right now.
Not even our looks. The background. She's like, I love your background, not you.
It's a great background.
Hey, what a handsome fellow you are. It's like your background's really cool. She liked that.
Background checks. Totally clear.
Yeah, I don't know. Did I tell you about that movie, Alice? At all? I think I told you.
I think you started to tell me a little. Yeah, a little
to be interviewed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Awesome. People went back and listened to that episode number 197. That was what's bananas about it is it was based on a true story, a true event, based on true event, and then it's really fictionalized, right? But did you know that, like, they found people in 1960 that were slaves?
Oh, boy.
Like, in plantations. The people
had, like,
tricked them to think, like, oh, you owe us money, and so you're now
what?
And signing things.
I heard that there was, like, way past the date, but yeah, I didn't realize that 1960
is the last one they've found of that they had come out with. And that's crazy. What's crazy, I don't know what's crazy that I never heard about it, like, it's like swept under, I don't know, absolutely bonkers. And so the movie is sort of based a story of that sort of. But it's bonkers. Well, here's what's bonkers. I was reading other reviews about the movie.
Yeah.
And, like, someone was like, the premise was so unbelievable.
But it was the truth.
Yeah,
oh, man.
This took place in 1973 in the movie. Right. So it wasn't really that far off. But I think that's going to get a reaction from some people, is they're going to be like, oh, that's impossible. No, people did it. People forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I think it'd be a lot harder now, like, with smartphones and everything we got now, to be that isolated and nobody get info to people.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you were in a really rural community that didn't have, like, you know.
Yeah, but there's, like, there's no more alien sightings, right? Like, because we have smartphones.
Yeah, I guess. But I hear that there's now, like, a wolf man or something, or a bear man. Did you hear about this? There's some sort of, like, bear man that's not like Sasquatch, but, like, has been, like, sightings of him all over.
The new Sasquatch?
But he's not. He's like a bear man.
The 20s version of...
Maybe did he procreate a different one? I don't know, but I've heard tales of this. I haven't looked it up. This is just hearsay. You guys are getting secondhand hearsay from me. But
secondhand hearsay.
Secondhand hearsay.
That is hearsay.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's from the Department of Redundancy Department.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I don't know. I think some things are so unbelievable. I think it reminds me of, like, people not believing the Holocaust happened because it's so unfathomable to them.
I don't understand how anybody doesn't believe that. And usually you know what it is? I don't even want to extend my imagination to imagine why somebody wouldn't believe that.
Well, I think I can get, though, people unable to accept such atrocity. Like, they can't think that people would be
their
that
mind won't.
Horrible.
But I don't know. I mean, it's an initial
thing that people do, like, with a lot of things, right? Like, they'll say, I don't believe it. No, that's...
I mean, yes, I'm listening, and I can't help seeing if I was looking this thing up, but I can't find it here, whatever. I don't think I've ever met anybody who believed that or who didn't, who was a denier. I feel like it just.
Though I do try to imagine myself, like, how would I respond? Because, like, there's new neighbors down the street and we don't know what they believe.
Oh, how would you respond if they were deniers?
Or
flat earthers, your favorite.
So we have new neighbors down the street, right? They've been there like 8 months, but they don't talk to us, right? They just had a baby. And so now they're going up and down the street. But we've, like, been trying to get clues about who they are, right?
Because
they're never there. It turns out, like, at least one of them works nights. So that's why we never see them. Right?
Right.
But, like, my daughter's been by, like, we'd walked by and she's like, I think they were watching Fox News. We're like, what? Oh my God. Like, but is it ironically? And because I was like, wait, but I'll put on Fox News to see what they're saying sometimes. Uh-huh. So we can't go totally off.
You don't really know
Fox
what
News,
their
right?
belief system is, just because they're watching it.
I still think I need to write a script about when my neighbor moved, my immediate neighbor next door, when they moved in, and I was like trying to feel out what they believed in. And he said, because he's from Germany, he's not a citizen, so he can't vote. And he was saying, man, I wish I could vote because of, you know, with everything going on. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. And then, like, we had a little conversation, but then I realized later, we never said which side.
Right.
And I was thinking, wouldn't it be kind of hilarious if we were both on opposite sides, but we were just saying these phrases that you say, like, oh, just, you know, everyone's corrupt there, or like, oh,
we right, really it's the same opinion, but just on opposite
yeah.
sides.
Yeah, we yeah. need to get out and vote, you know, like, or nothing's going to change. Yeah, nothing's going to change. Like,
right, right.
but we're on opposite sides. And I think it'd be really funny. I should do a sketch like that.
Yeah.
And you come out with the, until they both go out, get their sign to put up. And they're, it wasn't until they finally put up a Biden-Harris poster that I was like, oh, thank God. Oh.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so that's what I need to see, like walk around and go like,
yeah,
you know, it's nerve wracking to not know what they believe. Cause for some people you might, yeah, they're flat earthers or something.
Right.
Or making fun of them and they go, well, actually,
yeah,
you know, it's not so far fetched.
You know, you can make an argument, I suppose, for anything. The argument could be made.
Were there any, did your parents ever give you like old wives tales? I thought they were old wives tales, but now I'm like,
I thought they were
sexist?
Too.
Okay. Did they ever tell you anything that you were like, that is not true, that you remember? Thank you, Craig.
I can't think of any examples of one. Like, give me an example.
Okay, my mother had two that she would tell me. One, I should not eat too much black pepper or it would give me impotence. That was one. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, it'll hurt your thing later. Mother, first, I don't want to discuss that. And the other one she would tell me is, don't go outside. Don't walk outside barefoot when it's cold. It could give you hemorrhoids.
Well, your feet come directly out of your bunghole, don't they? I use the technical term here for the podcast.
That was hilarious. I was like, that's so funny. What are you talking about, Mom? How would that give me hemorrhoids? Doesn't even make sense. She's like, just saying.
I would say, like, don't eat standing up. Don't eat standing up because that's what burglars do.
You were told that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat. That's what burglars do?
Well, robbers.
Robbers?
And don't have two people working on, don't have more than one person combing your hair or working on your appearance because that's what they do to corpses. So.
I'm not sure when I would have two people working on my appearance. That would be.
Well, I was thinking like if you're on set.
Yeah. On set, maybe.
You just start like freaking out on set. I'm not a corpse. Oh my gosh. Is this the afterlife? Because I'm on set. It feels like heaven.
I like this idea of burglars don't sit down. I guess, yeah, if you're robbing, you might not want to sit down.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Make a steak.
That's right. You lay out the good silverware.
Eat some cereal standing up. I don't want to relax in here. Someone comes in. Are you a robber? Because you're standing up.
Oh, case closed.
I like that. There's just these little things that they tell you, like little.
Yeah.
You got to remember these to pass on to your child.
Yeah,
now, right?
You know.
The little expressions or make some up.
Yeah, there's one that we always heard.
I would occasionally make things up to Sierra, but I can never keep a straight face or go with it longer. But I want to do that with Willow and stuff. I want to like try to get some, like, yeah, you can't eat spaghetti and oregano, or it'll grow hair on your feet. Like, so I don't know, something. She had something that like is kind of like plausible that you would do, because like oregano doesn't sound bad, right?
No,
there's got to be something that you might be willing to try, but
oh, you know, for certain listeners, it might be the pineapple pizza.
Oh, like if you can't have pineapple on your pizza, it'll grow hair on your feet.
Yeah, but we both eat some pineapple on
our
pizza.
But I'll be like, so, see,
well, see, honey? I don't.
You could grow some.
Or you can't eat pineapple on your feet, or else people will just talk about your podcast by how attractive the background is.
Something like that. I got to come up with some.
Or people will compliment your looks.
some fake tales for them to believe in. Well, some wise tales. Because I'm not a wife. I went to Taco Bell today.
Okay.
And I got they've infiltrated Snohomish County rules now. They gave me a paper straw.
Okay. Oh yeah, I did see. Well, all of a sudden, I yelled. I did see your post on Facebook about the paper straw.
Are disgusting.
Yeah, about the.
They're so disgusting. I almost asked if I could return the drink. I didn't. I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, no, I are can't. The? Do you think like the sea creatures would agree that they're disgusting?
You know what? And here's the thing. I just didn't use it because I'm like, well, I'm not going to drink out of this. This is disgusting. I have some reusable ones if I want one.
You know, see, that's nice.
Hard plastic. A hard plastic.
I have like metal ones.
The metal ones are weird because
the metal one I have, it has like rubber or whatever on the silicone on the end or something. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really take them out because I don't really go out and get beverages like often, really, but I'll use it for my smoothies.
Oh, yeah. 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 I've done home smoothies. I will occasionally for.
So what
I've learned, I will drink more water with a straw.
Yes, I'll drink one more too. Or wait, when it
one
tells
more for
me,
the homies,
it'll tell me like, yeah, right. It'll say like, good job, hydrate. Remember to hydrate. Remember your goal. Keep chugging. Feeling awesome. Don't give up. Almost finished. You did it.
Oh, is that one of those?
Yeah, I just think it's kind of funny that it says that, but I like that it. I don't really match up with what it does. Usually I'm ahead of, cause it'll say 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11, you know what I mean? And then 9 p.m. And I'm like, who stops drinking water at 9 p.m.? So,
well, you should not get up.
Oh, I wake up in the middle of the night and drink water. And I do get up in the middle of the night, but I get thirsty.
Yeah, but now you have to. So, right.
Well, yeah. But even before, I would always kind of wake up in the middle of the night to drink water, but also go to the bathroom.
I've only slept through the night like 4 times in the last 5 years. So they run me ragged.
Oh my gosh, Silas. Yeah.
I've said it once
and I'll say it again. I can't believe how much stuff you get done now.
Well,
as a
don't
parent,
sleep.
I'm like,
so, right?
Oh boy.
That's why I've gained so much weight. But I did rejoin the YMCA. I'm back. I met with a personal trainer. To get, because I've been somebody who needs a clear directions when I go in. I'm like, okay, I can't just have the, I need to know what to go do, how many times. I don't want to get injured this time. I want no injuries. I just want to come in and make progress, right? So she helped lay out a path for me that I can work on. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I can work from here. I've discovered this, the realizing again that I need a straw. It really just helps me.
It does.
Hear that, listener? Little AMR.
Oh yeah, here we go. Here's the part of the program where we drink and just let's all have our waters together and our non-paper reusable straw bottle things.
And actually, you know what? I should only be drinking water, but I have thrown an occasional Snapple iced tea in here, the peach iced tea, filled with ice, and it's beautiful. That's wonderful.
Yum.
Yeah.
I started steeping some iced tea in mason jars in the fridge. Now, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I still prefer like hot tea if I'm making it at home because I'm not putting honey or anything in it right now. I'm just, you know what? I'm not putting honey in it because I'm just paranoid about accidentally having honey near my daughter. So I just like have been like, honey is like hidden in the back shelf, which I know it's ridiculous.
You know they won't melt from it, right? It's not, well, that's I, not it's just, why, right? Okay.
Well, melt, huh?
They're not going to melt from honey. Like that's not why you keep it from them.
No. Yeah. I wasn't thinking she was going to melt.
I know, but make it sound like.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Like, like it's Clorox. Yeah. It's
not- I know. But I just, since I, you know, I'm just like, so
do you know why? I don't know if our listeners know why.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of it, so I didn't. So for those of you listening who don't have kids, is it age 3?
No, after age 1, they can have
it's
honey.
It's age 1. Okay. That's right. So babies can't have honey because there's a chance of botulism?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because their stomachs just aren't, I don't know, if they don't have the enzymes or they don't have the stuff to ward it off.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a pain because it's a great natural cough suppressant.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, we've given it to Finn a bunch and to Willow because they're not, because you're not supposed to give, now you aren't supposed to give kids cough suppressants. Like, they found, apparently I was the experimental generation because I remember getting cough suppressant all the time.
I don't remember really taking cough suppressant.
No.
Press.
Yeah, well, I feel like your mom was more natural with you guys, like, right?
Yeah,
mine.
That's true. I still don't really like taking medicine unless I absolutely have to.
I remember taking cough syrup young. I mean, I swear, but I did have
Dimetapp sometimes, but I must have really needed it, and it tastes so delicious—the grape kind. It was just like a treat.
Finn loves Zyrtec. We discovered they have this kids allergy medication. Uh-huh. He's like, yeah, ooh, yeah, medicine, my medicine. He also strangely likes eye drops.
Really?
He wants to get eye drops. Apparently his eyes were that itchy that he was okay with getting eye drops. He's like, yeah, eye drops. And he runs and jumps on the couch and lays down ready for him. Like,
oh my gosh, I haven't seen him in so long. Yeah. Maybe he's doing that now. How adorable.
I've learned that instead of giving cough suppressant stuff, we give them honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like a 25% effective rate personally, but I don't understand all those things because they're like, oh, it relaxes their throat, it coats it. I'm like, yeah, until they drink anything, right? It seems like it would just go away. But I don't know how medicine works. I mean, cough suppressant clearly works. That you can drink stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I can have Halls. I'm just glad I can be an adult and shove drugs down my throat and not worry about what do you got.
Well, you know, it's good to be glad that you're an adult for some reasons, you know. You gotta take those wins where you can get them.
I feel so Gretchen's just, you know, become so allergic to so many different things. I'm so glad I can grab anything off the shelf that says it will hurt me, like help fix something.
Yeah.
And I can take it. And Gretchen has to go like, they could say, this absolutely cures this. And she has to go and read the label and go through every single thing to make sure it doesn't have one of her doesn't have the right food coloring. It doesn't have.
Oh gosh, that's so difficult.
It's pineapple. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's tough.
Oh yeah, it's tough. My neighbor down the street just got a soy allergy like 3 months ago.
The one that you've been spying on?
No, a different one.
I'm kidding.
Our friend. And he's like, it's a joke on The Office, but it like Daryl talks about it. It's like, who gets a soy allergy as an adult? And I'm like, oh, my neighbor did. Yeah. Yeah, they can't eat out anymore.
Man.
Because they're that's a bummer. Not just soy, like soybean oil. And apparently oil is used on a bunch of stuff now. Soybean oil, I guess, is used.
Oh, wow. I still, not to cut you off from the super sad segue of people who aren't having fun shoving drugs down their throat and have to read labels for soybean oil. Tell me about your hatred of these paper. Why do you hate the paper straws? Is it because does it melt in your mouth?
Have you not tasted
and become to mush?
Like,
I have not had a paper straw in far too long.
I do not like the feel in my mouth.
Okay.
I don't like something flaccid in my mouth.
Oh, but if it's solid, that's fine for you.
If it's rock hard.
I was trying to not go there, but you did.
I feel like I taste the paper.
Okay.
And then whenever I'm drinking, I can almost feel like it getting soggy on the bottom,
ooh,
right?
Oh, what about red vines? A red vine straw.
I mean, I think I've heard of that. I think it would be hard for me to not just eat the red vine.
Wait, you've heard of it? Have you never tried a red vine? You've had red vines before, right?
When I have the opportunity to do that.
Wait, what do you mean? Have you ever had a red vine?
I've had a red vine, but then I would have to be drinking something.
Do you not drink water with eating your red vines?
I don't really think about that.
I haven't done this in far too long. I actually don't have red vines too much because they give me belly aches. I ate far too many the last time I ate them, and it kind of put me off of them.
I just couldn't help it. Occasionally at a movie, maybe I could do that next time. Stick my red vine in the water.
Yeah.
Usually I have red vines at a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I haven't drank soda in years, so.
That's good for you. I am not drinking soda, but I am missing it sometimes. I wasn't drinking soda much before, but
I had a cherry Coke that kept me up all night. I thought if I just stopped drinking soda, it would be my cure. And
ooh,
it helped.
Do you like cottage cheese?
only on legs. Yes.
No, I promise it connects because I started eating cottage cheese just because I'm like looking to increase, like add some more protein into my diet. And I ran out of yogurt. I was like, okay, let's have some cottage cheese. And it tastes good, but I was looking it up to see like, is it good for me to eat cottage cheese regularly? And apparently it has all of these health benefits, including what I read is increasing your metabolism, helping decrease, increasing your metabolism, good for weight loss, good for muscle and bone health and all sorts of things.
Well, it's cheese. So cheese is good for your bone health because of the calcium, yeah,
but,
right?
But a lot of cheese is not good if you're trying to lose weight or speed.
I don't think it's good to lose weight. I have a hard time believing that.
But cottage cheese isn't very fattening. It has like a lot of protein.
I want to know what it is because it seems like if it's cheese, it's an inflammatory, right?
Oh, well, I guess if you're thinking of like an acidic or an inflammatory thing, but probably because of the protein. Is yogurt inflammatory? Because yogurt's really good for you, too.
Dairy is inflammatory.
Oh, it's inflammatory. So. But yogurt's good for your gut health.
That's true. See, you know what it is? It's like everything's good for one thing, bad for another.
And that's why I guess there's the balance, right?
Like, yeah. Well, so I think when people are trying to eliminate inflammation,
yeah,
because which can lead to weight gain and stuff too.
Yeah, all sorts of.
Or it's just
point.
Like my personal trainer was saying, and then in the end, it's calories in, calories out. That's what for weight
gain.
Yeah. I will try cottage cheese, and I'll use a red vine.
Yeah, thanks for making
so it's like
those
a
two
milkshake.
Delicious things become disgusting.
Like a milkshake? I don't think that would be bad because I would do a red vine and say I would try this with a shake.
Well,
like
yeah,
a vanilla shake.
Yeah, cottage cheese does not taste like a vanilla shake.
But cottage cheese is also shake. I think there's not too far step from a shake.
It tastes very different.
I don't know. I like cottage
cheese.
If my
milkshake was going to be chunky, it better have like either be like mint chocolate chip, cookie dough, strawberries with the strawberry chunks in it, or Heath bar or something, but not harder chunks of regular ice cream inside of it. That just sounds nasty.
Well, let me tell you, I do like cottage cheese a lot with, this is may sound weird, canned or jarred peaches.
I love it with peaches.
Yeah.
I had some with pineapple earlier, but actually I should add peaches to the list for the grocery store.
But not real peaches, by the way.
No,
I want jarred.
Well, actually, I can kind of see that texture-wise.
I don't know. If I eat a peach, I'm just eating a peach. But, like, I'm not throwing it on.
All right, Nicolas Cage. Anytime I hear that, anytime I hear the eat a peach, it always takes me back to a Face Off.
Really? Man.
I watched that movie way too many times. It was hilarious.
Clearly. You had HBO or something?
I had VHS. No, I don't know. When did I see? I saw that movie forever ago, and I don't remember if it was just always on.
There's a lot of movies I saw a lot because they were on HBO constantly playing, and I would just keep putting it on, leave it on HBO.
I'm putting peaches down. But not Nicolas Cage. That is not.
I think this is what our generation is missing too, by the way. Or the next generation is missing by not having a YouTube. Like, I mean, YouTube TV is the closest I have in our house now that you can flip channels, right?
Yeah.
But when we only had having HBO first to like, oh, what's playing now, right? And then we got to the level of there's HBO and HBO West, like different
and we never had those
or East or whatever, but now it's so much just I just have HBO Max, so you have to go and deliberately choose something. Like the discovery of television, I don't know. It's
different.
I thought it was always nice to like turn it on and like, what is this? And then going, I want to watch more of this. What the hell is this show? I'm gonna try catching this.
Yeah.
And now I had to decide the other day. I said, I'm going to watch this Mindy Kaling show.
Which one?
The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
It sounds like a porn. It's not.
No, because I really like Mindy Kaling.
Me too.
So that's why I'm like, ooh, another one by her? Is it on?
It's on HBO.
Oh, I should check it out.
Yeah.
And it's good?
Yeah. Actually, I think it's great writing. Really good writing. It is a little, I don't know. It's like Sex in the City, but college girls. So you're going to see some boobies.
Oh, okay.
You're going to see some sex scenes.
Maybe I'm not into that right now.
But it's good writing. It's never,
yeah. Well, yeah, no, she's a wonderful writer. So
I don't want to see sex scenes now.
No. No, I don't.
No,
I really don't.
And I'm always like, I'm watching and looking to see why it's rated MA for this episode. And if it doesn't say nudity, I'm like, I'll watch Star Trek. No. Oh, I guess this is a boring one. Okay. I did Overboard. That's one I watched on HBO like 1,000 times. The original Overboard.
Yeah, with Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
There's a lot of Goldie Hawn movies I've seen a million times because
I don't don't remember it.
Seems Like Old Times. A bunch of the Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn films. I've seen a lot of Goldie Hawn movies. Yeah.
It's
But yeah,
when I do scroll through some of the movie titles, though, like it is just so like, wow, look at how much of culture is being infused into most of the, like whatever was expected of people at the time in society, like whatever the psychology was, how much of that is in the movies, you know? Mm-hmm. Just scrolling through the titles, it's so like, I'm curious what they're gonna like 10 years from now or whatever, like looking back
at titles.
At movies and stuff and the themes and everything now, like I wonder what the differences are going to be.
Well, okay.
Cause you know, like with the 80s and stuff, they're like, oh, 80s, early 90s. I don't know. They're like, oh, so many of those movies are so rapey, which they were, but like watching them, you know, at the time, it's like, that was just like the culture was different and this, that, and everything, you know? So now it's like,
I'm not saying that
they weren't, but you know what I mean? Like the way they come off now, it's very different.
Pointed out American Beauty came out in the year like 99, 2000.
Oh.
And in that movie, though, let's recast it. Let's not have Kevin Spacey as the lead, right? Which is already bad, right?
Right.
It is still about a middle-aged man lusting after his daughter's friend and gets all invigorated, just lusting after her, not even doing anything, but fantasizing about her and stuff. And then he's like all youthful, like, yeah, yeah, hey, I'm a party guy now. Like, I'm dressing well. And that was 2000.
But, you know, if I recall the movie correctly, it was not saying it was okay. It wasn't like glamorizing it.
It was not saying it wasn't okay.
Really? Maybe I just had a
message about that.
Maybe I just had a different take on it because I just
crisis.
But I just remember thinking, yeah, like this is showing something that is not okay.
And he's a little awkward with it, but it wasn't. There was no message about this being wrong.
Oh well,
yeah.
I remember feeling like there was, but you know what? Maybe that was just me having correct judgment and believing that's what everybody was thinking. As I sip out of my,
I've been talking to a lot of people lately about all these things and like pointing out all the 1980s movies of Porky's and the whole genre of trying to sleep with your student that permeated. And you start looking at all the different movies and music and everything then we're looking at the 90s and going like, oh, it wasn't much better. When did it start getting better? It really started getting better like 2010. Really, it is not that recent that we started a firm line against underage. Yeah. I mean, even still, we call it I slip and I say that underage.
I was actually just gonna say that. Yeah.
Underage sex, it's underage drinking, right? Like it's like That's what it was. That's what it was until about 2010. It's not been that long that we've woken up to that and going, holy shit, that's wrong. I just can't even just go through a catalog of 80s movies and you're going to like be floored. And like you can't. So you really can't expect people that are like 80. Like what they grew up with. This is really new. Like. Them to go like, well, oh, they're not taking this seriously. Yeah, they didn't because 70 years of their life, nobody cared.
Wow.
As a whole.
Right,
as a whole. There were definitely parts of the world, but and parts of the country. But even in other countries, I mean, some people are like, well, or I mean, other parts of the world, still people are not necessarily like, think that they don't think you have to be 18 for everything. I don't think people are really, if you think about it, you're underage until you're about 26. Your brain is not even fully developed until you're about 26.
Yeah. For women, for men, it's probably closer to 50.
40. Honey.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll tell Gretchen, honey, sex with me is basically with a minor. I am a child. I'm still a child.
Gross.
Until I stop reacting to your boobs, I'm a child.
Oh boy.
Right.
So is that what your tombstone is? Is that what it's going to say? Like when you're 150, it's going to say he who was always a child. He was
always, basically.
Maybe, oh man.
Maybe that's why it is traditionally men who have gone for younger women because they are still children. Inside, they still have not matured.
Well,
because women don't do that mostly. I mean, besides Mary Kay, right? Like it's more rare.
I mean, yeah, it's probably more rare because typically younger men. I mean, I guess unless if they're like just super like sexy or something, they probably don't have as much to offer older women. What?
They're idiots.
Well, I mean, it's just, and also I think women are generally more, I feel like I have to be so careful what I say. I'm going to get in trouble by people being like, that's not being woke. But I feel like women are generally just more like able to process their emotions. And also like the way, you know what it is? It's also like the way that I'm kind of curious how it's going to be for like future generations though, because I think that for a long time, the only outlet men really had to express certain difficult feelings, like socially acceptable, is through like pursuing women. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm starting to lose my steam on this very well thought out. That like a lot of men, typically would use women for like their therapists or their self-esteem or for this or that. Like they show all of those sides of them, you know what I mean? And then also too, they're feeling older and they're feeling insecure. Oh, what do I do to make myself feel better? Oh, I need to find a woman that looks up to me that, oh, you're the best, honey. This, that. Older woman's going to be like, I'm done with your bull crap. Like, oh, heck no. Like you do not seem amazing to me. I see what you're doing. You idiot. You know, younger women, you're better than this pimply pizza boy over here. Like, oh, you're you're amazing. So I think that's probably part of it.
Yeah. Well, and the celebration of male maturity. Like old men who are in charge of movies will show older men as something gallant and wonderful to be around because they're like, no, oh, let's make movies about me.
Yes. Yeah. And the whole like societal like power, like who has the power positions. Mm-hmm. And what is the power and the exchange of power and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So maybe that won't happen as much in the future with certain things changing.
There's parts of me that really, that I'm like 20 years from now to see the way things are run as I'm dying.
Yeah. You know,
how things will be.
By the new race of plastic people that rise up from the oceans, from all of the non-disposable straws that have congealed into thinking, sentient beings. I hope that's not true. But, you know.
Just don't drink straw to straw.
That's right.
You drink, you know what it is? You drink your drink too quick. Then you order a second. It was the pre-refills. Once free refills started, the pushing of straws should have been put away, right? Because free refills they gave you straws before, so you would drink it real fast.
I don't know. Another. Maybe if it was connected to Big Pharma, you know? And then they get you sick.
Pharma owns from the straws.
It was a big straw. Drinking refills.
But once they started conspiracy. Doing free refills, they wanted to like, let's eliminate straws because now it's free. Before that, they charged you another $2. My God, that's the kind of thing I need to tell my daughter. You know, when I was a kid, they would charge you another $2 if you wanted another Coke.
Where was this? Because I don't remember. You only got charged $2?
Or whatever the price was. You got charged for a second soda.
Oh, a second soda. I'm like, where's only charging $2 at the movie theaters?
No, not movie theater. I'm saying in life, in the restaurant.
Oh, in life.
You realize Taco Bell is to thank for free refills. Prior to Taco Bell deciding free refills on soda, nobody did that. Nobody. That wasn't anywhere.
What?
Taco Bell in the early 90s started doing free refills. And as they expanded, because they weren't in New England or they weren't past like Denver until like 1990, right? Maybe they started in the late 80s, but they were known as the place that they were the only place you could get free refills on soda. And that's why people would go there sometimes is to get the soda because that's where you could go. And then people started expecting it other places. They wanted like, why you charge? People realize, wait, if Taco Bell can allow you to give free refills on whatever size drink you can get, why can't you? And then the McDonald's started putting it out there and also realized it lowered manpower. You have to have someone just doing refills or whatever. So self-serve it all. And then it started changing into restaurants.
Just thinking free refills while waitressing sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Sucked. I did not enjoy
it. When I was a waiter I was a waiter places. No, I guess that was after. No, but I remember as a kid, before that, if I ordered another soda, they would charge my parents another soda. So I could only do like two.
I don't remember ever ordering a second soda.
Probably because it cost another $2. Yeah, I couldn't always.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I did. There, I mean, you know.
Yeah, now free refills are expected everywhere.
Oh, I remember when you get the pitcher of the soda. That's what you do. Oh, was it like at Pizza Hut or something? You get the pitcher. It was all about the pitcher.
A pitcher of root beer, orange soda, and cola. Whatever it is. Whatever you got.
Mm.
There's always three pitchers.
And I love to ask for like a Roy Rogers. When I figured that out, I felt so fancy.
I, for the longest time, couldn't figure out, didn't know the difference between a Roy Rogers and a Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
I just knew I wanted them.
Well, the thing is, one, when it gets to midlife, goes back around and tries to date the Shirley Temple. That's a difference.
I just remember the thing that my dad convinced me of. He's like, it's a made-up name. You can call him anything. So he told me to order it, and I did. I started ordering, I would say, I want a Darth Vader.
Of course you did.
Darth Vader was a Coke and grenadine. And I'd have to explain to them all the time. Oh, it's like a Roy Rogers, but it's a Darth Vader. And then Luke Skywalker was 7-Up and grenadine, which is the Shirley Temple, right?
Yeah. So
I would,
Oh, that's a good idea.
He taught me to do that. Because one
that's
was
funny
and one was light.
Yeah.
And I would say to people, like, they should know what I'm talking about. Because he said, they're just made up names, which all drinks are made up names, right? So I don't know why he thought I could change it to whatever and expect them to know.
That's so funny.
I forget this. Oh my God. The things I remember.
Yeah. Ah.
And we didn't even get to the topic that I wanted to talk
about. Oh my gosh, that's right. We didn't get to
it. I even actually had a topic to discuss, and this is like over.
No.
It's okay. It's
Can
okay.
we save it? Because it was a good topic too.
Yeah, we'll save it.
Okay.
It's in relation to the episode.
I have to make myself take a bath before it gets too late is the thing.
Yeah, no, you should do that.
It's like,
no,
it's my saving grace for my back.
It's time.
Right?
It's time
they get heavy.
Be done.
Yeah.
But we'll get back to that. We'll talk, folks. We'll get back. You don't even know what the topic was, but it was exciting.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was so exciting.
But at least we have already know what to talk about in a future episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it's been a quick hour. I didn't expect it to go where it did. Way more discussion about straws than I thought. But but you know what's important to life is what's important to life, and that's what it is right now. If anything shows, Samantha, that we are two parents, is that we can discuss things like straws for 45 minutes.
That's true. Before being parents, it would have been an hour and a half, but we just don't have the time anymore. It just had to be cut short.
I was like, I was about to say, like, I was about to refer to my sweater as a Cosby sweater, and I realized, oh, I bet we're never going to say that again, are we?
Yeah, I know, right? No, but it's too nice. It's too nice to be one of those sweaters anyway.
It's like a ski sweater or something.
Yeah.
A slope sweater.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Slope sweater. Sounds like a tongue twister.
Sounds like somebody who perspires.
A slope sweater perspires?
It sounds like somebody who's like skiing and everybody else is all cool and they're all like, hey. You know, you're sweating on the slopes. That's what it sounds like to me. Is anybody else out there?
I'm taking us out there. That's it. Black and a half.